views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have been so looking forward to this show. For those of you out there, I got to do a brief interview with Barbie not too long ago, and I was absolutely blown away by not only what Barbie is doing, Barbie Adler, by the way, for those of you who are thinking, who is she talking about? But one of the things that I love is that when you are forward looking, and you're tapping into a world and you're seeing how the world has changed and you're watching people busy, 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 busy. And you're thinking about how does anybody have any kind of time for dating, relationships or anything? But now let's ramp that up. Let's talk about people like me who are part of, well, I own a company. I'm considered a CEO and a president. Never thought I'd even say that coming out of my mouth. But here we are. And are there situations that might be different for somebody like us? And you all know what I'm talking about because I get emails from you all out there and you're like, oh my God, I'm like the head of HR. I'm like the head of this. I don't have time for this. And by the way, I don't even know how to maneuver around it. But here's what happens if you are Barbie Adler. She is the nation's leading matchmaker. Today, we're going to be talking with Barbie about what the bleep happened to the world of dating and how the heck did she have the vision to create something that so many of us need. Barbie, it's great to have you. Thank you for coming on. I didn't know if you'd come back after that first interview.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Look, so let me say this, and then I want to ask you a question. Those of us that have spent a lot of time in a corporate America or corporate world, and now we're entrepreneurs, I own a corporation myself that's all about media, we have taken out of our lifestyles any hope whatsoever of any kind of matchmaking at all for a lot of reasons. Because until I met you, there wasn't anything that sort of fit. So here's my question. Here you are. We're going to talk about something mega that you've created. I got to ask you, given who you are, what you're doing, what challenges, what obstacles did you personally, Barbie, what did you have to overcome to bring you to this very moment to create mega matchmaking for people like me?
Well, I have to say, for starters, the world can use a lot more love right now. And there's nothing more rewarding than to do this as my choice of work. And it's just that awesome. There's nothing more rewarding than helping introduce two people that didn't know each other and for it to go the distance and create generations and generations of happiness. So it's all worth it. In the name of love, I always say. But the problem is that as busy singles, divorced, widowed, whoever it might be, but anyone that is a free agent that's actually looking to find love, we all want it. We're all craving real, meaningful relationships, but we're all just so busy. And with technology, it's actually adding to the pace of our schedules because the drumbeat is faster and louder with everything that we have to do. So I, 20 years ago, started this company with the vision of it is so hard to meet the right person, and with everyone's lives busier and busier and everyone having discriminating tastes of making sure that you're the value systems and everything, the foundation to make a match go the distance is there. My background was executive search, and personally, I'm the heir of a psychologist, and so I sit on the stairs listening to my mom lead communication groups and relationship groups, and it really just got became a passion of mine. And I used to go to psychology seminars with her, and really just the fascination of human dynamics. At the end of the day, what's more important than who you share your life with and your time with? But it's so hard to meet the right person. So we like to say that we take the pain points out of meeting the love of your life.
Who doesn't want the love of their lives? Who doesn't want that, right?
I think everyone is very serious in their private thoughts, realizes you might not want to get married again, but who doesn't want to be in love? Who doesn't want to share their life with someone?
I know. And then let's ask this other question. I don't know if this is your experience, but I'd love to hear it. Why is it so many of us who put ourselves in a position of, look, I got to tell you, my first love is my network, what we're building, and our expansion this year. That doesn't mean that I don't have room for something else. But I have to tell you, my footsteps out into the dating world have ended up not so good. And until I met you, I did not understand why. And so part of this in having you come back is to talk about why people like me put our foot in the water, then feel like we're drowning, and never go back in the water again. Just a metaphor.
Yeah, and you know, it could be exhausting and it could be scary. And I think the first thing I always recommend people to do is to get really real and silence your life, because there's always a task that needs to be done. There's always something that you, someone that you need to spend time with, or adult responsibility. But put the adulting aside and really silence your life. You almost have to schedule like a doctor's appointment and say, okay, I'm strategic about everything else in my life. This is my time to create a roadmap for myself. And what do I really want? And what do I really want to accomplish? And if seeking love in your life, you have to figure out how are you going to accomplish that and have that same strategic game plan. So we all know professionally how to get ahead. You put in the time, you get your degrees, and you become a master at something, and you become good at it. So if you are single and you want to be with someone, it's figuring out how to put yourself in the position and the places to meet the person that works best for you. Maybe you're using work, not necessarily you, but maybe someone has had their heart broken and now they just become, they're putting their all into work because it's too painful to trust someone again. But I am here to share with all of your listeners that life is better to be shared, and we're here to next level anyone's love life. And that's what it's all about, is just making sure that you go after what's important to you, whatever that is. Is, you know, date strategically and keep your heart open and go for it.
Let's go for it. In your world. I so love what you do. I'm like a little kid, like at a candy store right now talking to you. It's like, oh my God. I was like, Linda, how did you get Barbie to come back? This is so cool.
Oh my gosh, look, I had such a great time with you. You know, one thing I wanted to say is I know you said that you dipped your toe into it. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Yeah. I always say that there could be some roadblocks, and I feel like if you really listen to your inner voice to figure out what that is, and it could be like we talked about, that you're protecting your heart, or what lies beneath you not going for it, and realizing that you do need to be vulnerable and you do need to be emotional about, you know, figuring out what that is, and then figure that out. Like, maybe you're putting yourself out there, but in the wrong crowd, in the wrong scenes of what that is. Maybe you're talking negatively about someone, like your past.
Look, here we go. I'm on my date. We go out. We're in Seattle, right? And I'm not going to mention any names, right? Because I think we're going to have so much fun today. I don't think I'm alone. So here I am. We do a lot of coffee here in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know if you know that. Honestly, you pretty much have to go for coffee at least 5 times. You have to go for coffee 5 times. Then maybe you'll get to know the person's last name. But that's just what we do. And we love it. I love it. I love it. I love coffee. I go out, and second time, right, I introduce myself. Second time, sitting down, having coffee, person says to me, oh, my God, I had no idea Dr. Pat dates. And I'm like, can I just be Pat? And I'm thinking, and the whole thing changed, right? So I knew that this route that I was taking was going to be putting me in an arena I had never been before, because I haven't always been me, right? I'm a girl from the Bronx. And so when I met you and I saw what you're doing, what I understood about what you do is that you do not do a one size fits all. And you literally look at who a person is and say, this is how we can help. And let's talk about what you've created for a minute. Less about me, more about you. Your success rate is epic. Let's talk about,
thank you.
Let's talk about this, because you are considered selective search, but you're also considered people that know what they're doing. And that's what excites a lot of people. I mean, if we're going to trust our hearts, let's trust it with somebody like you. Tell us about how you made that happen.
It was really important when I started this business that that high integrity is paramount to everything that we do. So to answer your question, our success rate is we're very blessed by this, and this goes through everything that we do is based on intention and putting in passion and integrity into everything that we do. So we have an overall 87 success rate of people that meet each other and then it goes the distance. And 34% of our clients find love for their very first date, meaning the first introduction, and then 48%, so almost half, find love by the fourth introduction. So pretty soon on. So again, we're making sure that we are paying attention to everything about who they are, their past romantic history, and what's important to them. And it's a whole meet your future proprietary process that's kind of our secret sauce in everything that we do, coupled with the world's greatest matchmakers. People that listen, people that care, people that have life experience. And so really it's, our clients are commitment-minded men and women that are looking for love. And we combine the executive search methodologies and sophisticated search algorithms with the matchmaking intuition. So that creates the whole holistic approach to the search. And that is why we are so successful. And when you're dealing with people that are commitment-minded, I mean, half the battle in a woman's mind and is where are the guys that are actually commitment-minded? Where are the ones that actually want to be in a relationship? They're with us. We're the selective search. So now we're just making sure that we're taking our time and being very thoughtful through the Meet Your Future process to match people with a lot of integrity and care and passion. I mean, when I'm fixing someone up, we get so excited. We're sitting in our hands saying, oh, my gosh, we just interviewed someone's future husband. Or it's that electric and that profound of what we do for a living. So it's a blast.
I am so excited about talking with you. And the reason that this is exciting is, because I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Barbie, and I want to give you a clue of what we're going to talk about when we come back. You know, I was talking to them the other day, and he is a, let's just say he's an executive at one of the largest software providers. Oh, they're not even software anymore. Abbreviation MS, right? Microsoft.
Yeah.
And we were talking the other day, and I was saying to him, look, you've got to come over here. You got to listen to the interview. I hope he calls in. And I said, you're going to hear something today that's not going to give you hope, but it's going to give you a solution. And part of the conversation is not just about how unique you are, but how absolutely amazing your process is. We're going to talk stories here. We're going to talk about why do I need selective search in my life. And we're going to talk about what I find is one of the most important and least used in the conversation, privacy. Why? Because I'm so thrilled that Barbie Adler is joining us here today. The website, selectivesearch.com. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. But also, if you go to the drpatshow.com, go out over there, ask your question. We will bring that question on. We're talking about hands-on. We're talking about client personal attention. We're talking about Barbie creating something that she herself would want to spring into love. And then we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts, my favorite. We'll be right back, everybody. Yeah.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I just want to say for those of you that are tuning in, one of the things I love, and many of you, I think you many folks know this, but we do these short 15-minute interviews because we've created a good news segment. And so thanks to our buddy Ted, we get to interview the most incredible people. And on one day, a very busy day for Barbie Adler, Barbie was doing these national interviews. And so as we were looking at that and we were thinking, and I prepare for these interviews, right? I just thought, wow, what is she doing? Selective search. What is that about? And a light bulb went on for me. And the light bulb that went on for me, and for many of you out there, I know many of you out there are in the same boat because you call into Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and you all talk about this. We do long to be loved. We do want to share love, but for whatever reason, our circumstances, our careers, mostly our careers, I'll say our careers over and over and over again, we don't necessarily know how to maneuver in what could be murky waters. But I'll tell you, SelectiveSearch.com and Barbie, they purify the murky water. And this is why we want to talk about it. When I looked at your rating, Barbie, I looked at the 5-star rating. I looked at your success rate. I honestly did a double take on it. I looked at how you honor privacy. I looked at, you know, 3,900, almost 4,000 happy couples. We're going to talk story. I look at the process that you've created. Believe it or not, I was like, oh my gosh, she created a process. Wow, that's mega smart. And a holistic approach. So I want to ask you this question. Very few places, right, that I've gone to use these terms, and I want you to tell us all about it. Sophisticated, map-making intuition, holistic approach. That's what you do. Can you please tell our listeners about that? Because that's special.
Absolutely. We take finding the love of your life very seriously. And in order to do that, we need to apply a sophisticated strategy to making that happen. So my background is executive search, and I used to professionally help people, C-level executives like CEOs, find the right Fortune 500 companies to be placed at. And when I realized the proven methodology that worked so successfully in the headhunter world and the corporate arena, I realized this was so needed in people's personal lives. And by design, the demographic I wanted to work with were people that had no problem meeting someone per se, but life was just busy, and they had they were selective in terms of what they were looking for, and it was just it was more about finding the right person. And through anything that's done the right way, you have to invest in a process. And we, again, wanted to make sure that we were going to do this the right way, that there has to be a sophisticated business model. And so this company is pretty much run like a Fortune 500 publicly traded company with all the processes and everything that we have. But you get the boutique feel of everything we do because everything we do is customized to each individual. So it is the executive search methodology with the sophisticated search algorithms, coupled with, of course, the matchmaking intuition. But the whole goal is to have a strategic and holistic approach to each search so that we can get to the finish line with success. And like I said, having the world's greatest matchmakers, employees that care, and then it's down to the fine tune of the whole entire process of making sure that it's everything someone's looking for based on personality, geography areas. You name it, we get very granular. It could be political affiliation. It could be lifestyle, religion, and anything's important to you. What you're looking for is kind of what we talk about, the open field. We take everything that's important to you and make sure that we're only introducing you to someone that's looking for you.
What do you find in selective search? What I know this is not a one-size-fits-all, but I know there's got to be things that you see in this group of individuals that perhaps are different. What have you found about your clients that are unique? And what I mean by unique, I don't mean special. I mean they may have different circumstances. They may have different needs. They may have a different lifestyle. They may not have the flexibility or ways to maneuver through your traditional online or other services. What do you find about them? What is it they look for when they say, yep, I'm going to work with Selective Service, I'm going to work with Barbie? What are they looking for that they see that is taking them into the world of possibility solutions?
I think it's our proven track record. I think it's showing that we have the years of experience, the two decades of experience, the proven process of Meet Your Future. We have the largest proprietary private database of incredible, commitment-minded men and women. We have the largest scout network. We have people on the ground all over the country and even different parts of the world that are actively attending galas and functions and lectures and everything that you're too tired to attend, but you should because you might meet that special someone. We have individuals that work for us in that capacity as well. So you're really getting the broad strokes, best of the best, in terms of making sure that we are leaving no stone unturned to finding each client the love of their life.
In the world we live in today, are you faced with the comment that I think many of us are faced with, I don't have enough time? The time thing. I know it's not the only thing, though, Barbie. I know it's not, because I think that's an excuse for me. as well. But it seems to be one of the things that pops up at the top. Is it at the top or is there something else?
Well, I think, like you said, some people do use it as an excuse, but out of, you know, being fair, when you have, when you're at the age that, you know, if you're a certain age, you do have the adult responsibilities, and you could be a sandwich generation where you're parenting up and down, and so you just are bombarded with things that must be done, and so many people just put themselves last. So whether you're using it as an excuse because you are too afraid to put yourself back out there, or you really are busy, nobody has time for a bad date. I mean, I would rather be at the dentist, anything, rather than a bad date. And I started this business when I was single, so I know firsthand the pain points of being fixed up with someone that you know is the worst, you know, use of your time, and you'd rather be anywhere. So we understand the pain points of someone never been married, someone divorced, and someone widowed that never thought they'd ever be reaching out to Selective Search, but they really want to, they realize that they have one lifetime of this magnitude, and they want to share their life with someone special, and they're looking for their encore love, because I always like to say we add life to people's years, and nothing's happier than sharing your life with someone special and in being in love. So even if you're busy, the whole point of outsourcing is people buy into the whole theory and understand that it makes sense to outsource. You outsource for your account.
Ooh, Benny.
Oh, there, I guess we did. I guess we dropped her on accident. I'll
call
her back.
That's all right.
Yeah, it happens.
Let's go to the old break-a-rooney. Let me see you move. Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. This is a reminder to join me on April 26th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Holistic IV Lounge, the first in Washington State, infusing health and well-being, brought to you by Dr. Darvish and her team. Join us. We're going to have a special guest, Neil Nanda, comedian, actor, going to be able to mingle with us, swag bags, raffle baskets, bites, beverages, and all of the latest in health and well-being.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Gotta fly, gotta see, gotta be, gotta be, gotta be.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah. So, you know, I wanted to have Barbie to come back because, you know, this is really the world that we live in today where many folks are thinking, am I ever going to love again? And even if I want to love again, even if I admit that I want to love again, I don't even have the stamina to look at the dating world the way it exists today. And then they say, well, wait, given my career, given what I'm doing, given the fact that I am like 24/7 committed to my company, if you own a company, many of you listening are entrepreneurs. I know you email me. Or you have management positions in companies and you're at work 60 hours a week plus. We don't always have the kind of ability that like a Benny did. I remember what Benny used to do. He doesn't do that anymore. But we now live in a world where we're looking for a solution. And when I met Barbie Adler and Selective Search, I was fascinated and relieved. And so, Barbie, what is the best way for people to find out more about this? And then I want to dig deep into what you all do, how you do it, and let's talk story.
I love that. I will talk story all day long. Your listeners could find us on selectivesearch.com. And we also have a toll-free number, which is 866-592-1200. So on the web, selectivesearch.com, they can email us at info@selectivesearch.com, or our toll-free number is 866-592-1200.
Awesome.
And I also want to share, well, there's two different ways that people can participate about Selective Search. So anyone that's single, this is springtime, by the way. This is the best time to get out there and do something different and kind of renew yourself. You've cleansed yourself from past relationships. And now it's time to focus on yourself. You could actually become a client and retain us and have a proactive search, or you could become what we call an affiliate member, and it's complimentary, and it's open for both men and women. And I encourage everyone that's extraordinary, commitment-minded singles to go on our website. Everything is completely private and confidential, and fill out our profile at selectivesearch.com.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all that. Barbie, I got to ask you a question. What do you find is the most fascinating part of what you do?
Oh, my goodness. That,
yeah, I know.
We have created this Meet Your Future process, and it works. It's, like, proven, and it is electrifying every time we get someone happy in love. It's like it never gets old, and it is my drug of choice. It's the best natural high ever. There's nothing more more profound and impactful than to talk to someone that says I'm something's not right, I'm not meeting the right person, or I'm picky and I'm not, you know, meeting the right person on my own, and they become a client, and for us to introduce them to someone and to hear them just have that pep in their step and to be so happy, and then for them to become exclusive and then married and then meet each other's families. I just talked to a gentleman on the phone yesterday. He's been married through Selective Search, and it's 15 years, and he has two kids, and to get the Christmas cards every year and to see those kids, the Selective Search babies, become, you know, young adults, it's just, there's no better feeling to know that we were part of that the equation for helping him, his family, grow, evolve, and to make him happy.
Hmm. I want to ask you this question, and I know this may seem odd, but I know you see it. Do people have to, the people you work with, do you find that they have to hit a really low point or maybe not a low point, but a breaking point or a tipping point is the word, Barbie, a tipping point where something happens, like a light bulb goes on or something goes on, and they say, I've had enough. I want to do something different. Do you find that, or do you think people are more proactive these days?
You know what, that's such a great question. I think it's a little bit of both. I think some people actually need to something to happen, right, to have that kind of tipping point to realize, okay, this is it. I have to go to plan B and outsource my love life. But we, more than ever now, people see it as kind of a prestigious association, very similar to having a personal shopper, a personal chef, or personal trainer. It's like, why would I want to date unvetted? Who wants to go online and without filter to know if people really look like that or if people are being authentic about how old they are? There's too much risk that people have in their lives, personally and professionally, to align themselves in a situation that could be harmful, in merging their lives with the wrong person. So I do think more than ever, people are realizing that it's actually, they're giving themselves permission. It's out of like self-care and love to say, I deserve this. I work really hard, and in my luxury dollars, rather than going on that trip or rather than doing other things, I'm going to outsource my love life so that I can meet that person, because we all know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result that doesn't happen. So I applaud people that are selectively single. You don't want to just merge your life with someone just because society pressures or you're just feeling lonely. You want to wait for the right person to come along, but why wait? Why not dual path it? Try on your own, get together with girlfriends and guy friends and say, hey, who do you know? Let people know that you're single, especially like wedding seasons around the corner in June. You got to work that wedding. Don't go with a stand-in date because everyone will, that's false advertisement. Everyone will think that you're coupled off. There's ways to subtly, you know, so don't be afraid to go to things by yourself. But to ask for help is nothing more than showing that you have love for yourself and you care about meeting the right person. And everything we do is confidential and private. So you can make up your own story of how you met. There's wrong ways to meet someone. This is a way that you're coming together that like-minded, commitment-minded individuals are seeking that. So it doesn't have to be that you just hit rock bottom to say, okay, that's it, I'm turning it over. It could be something very lovely and beautiful that you gift yourself saying, I'm going to give myself something that I normally wouldn't, but I'm going to pay myself first and do something proactive for your own life.
You know, as we take a look at this and we're thinking about the process, many people, and I'm one of them, we don't even know where to start. Where does somebody start? What, you know, and I know for you, you live and breathe this, you do this every day. But for most people that might be listening, starting is the hardest part, Barbie, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, of course, shameless plug, if you're single, you should know about selective search and let us know you. But you should start by literally having a meeting, having a strategy session with yourself or with someone that you really truly believe has your back and is a true blue friend, and asking yourself, okay, what am I looking for? And then you want to make sure that you are that version in return. So are you emotionally healthy? Do you need to work on yourself? Have you healed from the past and you're really ready to move forward and give someone a chance? Maybe physically you need to have a new haircut or kind of spruce yourself up a little bit. So you have to kind of take a temperature read and be honest with yourself and say, what's holding me back and what do I need to do to attract the type of person I'm looking to meet? So if you're looking for, you know, a 9 or a 10, what are you doing to make sure that you're ready to receive that? And it could be something as simple as, whitening your teeth or making sure that you've gone through therapy or that you've really gotten out, that you're ready to let someone into your life and love back into your life. And that's a great place to start. And then coming up with a strategic roadmap, like, okay, where is this kind of person? Where do they work out? What kind of lifestyle? Like we talked about table tennis. Maybe I'm going to do something more active with tennis because I would love to meet someone that likes tennis. So you're going to do more social things that have the same passionate interest as you. So it's kind of like coming up with a game plan, like, okay, how can I align my life to this type of person that I want to meet? I always suggest to women, guys are really bad sometimes with, they love prepared food. So maybe you're going to a supermarket at the end of the day, men and women too tired to cook, and there could be someone that's right there in the supermarket. Everyone needs their car washed. Maybe you're going at great times of day that you're just casually being a little more available. And put your head out of your phones. I mean, that's my tip to everybody. We're all walking around. There could be someone in line at a coffee shop, and you would never know if your future husband or wife is right in front of you because everyone's literally in their phone. So I always say put the electronics down and just look someone in the eye and give someone a little smile. I mean, go back to basics and old-fashioned and have your head up because you'll never know who you might see that's right in front of you.
I want to just ask you a couple of questions in looking at this. I want to get back to what I talked about with the mention of, and let me just repeat it back over, and probably we'll go to break and really tackle it when we come back. When we're looking at, let me just say it again. We're looking at sophisticated algorithms. We're looking at what you call matchmaker intuition. We're looking at a creative and holistic approach to each and every search. That right there, if I just stopped there, if I just like said, what, and stopped there, it wouldn't then talk about the largest proprietary database around, right, a pre-vetting process. It wouldn't even do that. It wouldn't even talk about any of that. And so part of the conversation I want to talk about when we come back is how you bring all of these uniquely amazing elements, how you bring it all together in this incredible flow process to get phenomenal success rate. I mean, ridiculously high success rate. We're going to take a short break when we come back, and then Barbie's going to share stories. I just want her to share some stories, right? When we come back, we're going to talk about that and much more. And perhaps the best way to answer that question is to share some amazing stories. For those of you out there, go to www.selectivesearch.com. Selectivesearch.com, 866-592-1200. When we come back, yep, we're going to take this question on. I'm curious. I want to know how the intuition thing works. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Benny, how many generations of music have we gone through? And what I mean by that is, like, remember 15 years ago? I'm going to have to pull up one of the really first shows we did just to see the music selection. But we've been 15 years of looking at all sorts of music evolutions, what to play during shows, all of the above. We watched the industry change, right? Mm-hmm. We watched the licensing change on it. But I got to tell you, Benny and I, we shared a love. We just, you can't do what I do and not have a Benny in your court. You can't go out there in the matchmaking world and not have a Barbie Adler in your court. It is very difficult to do. And that's why people try it and they don't continue. Barbie, selectivesearch.com. Look, I ask you a bunch of questions. I think the best way to kind of talk about what I said is let's share some stories, because I think the stories will allow people to look at what resonates with them.
Sure. Well, first of all, just to start off by saying, just to frame this, is, you know, many successful individuals find that they have everything that they could wish for in a life, except for what matters most, which is an extraordinary love partner. And they want to fall in love again. They want that. But either they aren't sure if there's actually a firm out there that can actually deliver, because they might be picky. And one thing I always say is that we don't consider it picky to have preferences about your age, about your religion preferences, ethnicity preferences, education, physical appearance preferences, all these things, the personality, the value systems, whatever's important to our client. It's not a question of whether or not we're going to find them. It's the one. It's the matter of, when do you want to meet them? And we always say that to clients, and not in a salesy way, but from the heart, our Meet Your Future process is exactly what yields someone to success to meet someone. So some of my favorite stories are the ones that are the cynics, right? So they come in and they might say, gosh, I've never tried something like this before. I'm not getting it right. My friends aren't getting it right. So what makes you feel like you can? And once they finally surrender and say, you know what, I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and this matters a lot to me, so they retain us. And to get that guy and turn him into a believer, and to see the little boy in him or the little girl in someone, and they just are beaming because they're so happy, that is why the matchmakers of Selective Search, been with us for over 10 years. I mean, we have so many 10-year employees because they love what they do for a living, and it works. My favorite story is my own, and I always told myself I was never going to be a client of Selective Search, because I always wanted to have a bright line in the sand of that experience. But I met the most amazing man through my business, through Selective Search. He was a client. He was a contracted client when I first met him. And he wrote me a beautiful love letter and said, in exchange for his membership, we would donate it to charity, that he would love to have a dinner date with me. And I thought, you know what, that's so romantic and so beautiful, and I'm so all about giving back to different charity organizations. And the rest is history. We've been married for 10 years. I'm a very proud stepmom to his two daughters. I met them when they were 3 and 5, and now they're almost 17 and 19. And so there's nothing more rewarding than also being able to say, hey, you know a Selective Search success story, because that's how I met my husband. And I think it's beautiful that it came full circle back to me when I also resisted it, saying, no, I'm going to have to tough it the hard way, because I wanted to make sure that I was doing it with integrity. So it came back full circle so that I could share with you that I am a success story of my own company, Selective Search.
Wow. You know, when we take a look at this, we have to have an energy about this. And what I mean by an energy about this is this is not something you embark on or engage on, Barbie, because your friends tell you to do it. Is there a sense of readiness that you all look at, evaluate, even before you begin the process? Because there's got to be a reason for your success rate. And like anything in life, you know, to try to force somebody to do something they don't really want to do, it just doesn't always work out, right? How do you determine whether an individual, one, is a good fit for you, but really wants to get this done?
Yeah, I mean, I always say that we don't have sales individuals that work at Selective Search. This pretty much sells itself. It's for people that are ready to do this, but we, it's not an environment where we're saying, you know, sign here, sign up today. We take our time with the people that want to work with us. So part of the Meet Your Future process and how it works, the first step is the intake. And that's where the matchmaker sits down with the prospective client, and we go through the whole entire client assessment and interviews to really ascertain what type of partner and relationship dynamics is going to be most compatible for a client. And we learn from someone's personal history. We learn about their preferences, their deal breakers, their relationship patterns. And we really kind of have a deep dive conversations all about their lives and really get to know someone on an individual basis and a very personal level. And when we meet in person, and even over the phone when we're having this type of a conversation, they know they've come to the experts. They know that we're a trusted advisors, and this is what we do for a living. So very much like how you would confide in a doctor. That is the kind of the level of intimacy of a conversation that we're having with our prospective client to understand all about their lives. And then from there, we have developed what we call benchmarks for success, and that outlines the client's specific search criteria. There's over 110 key elements, personal, professional, social indicators for desired partner, and that's just the scope of the search to help us understand it. Almost have like a blueprint of the search. And then we go into the screening process when someone becomes a client, the meeting someone in person to make sure they're compatible on all the different levels, and then we do presentations, and then there's the selection process, and the evaluation process is so key to our clients because not only are we introducing to someone really special, but we're also sharing with them the feedback so they can learn more about their blind spots and things they're not sure how they're perceived. Like we talked about earlier, you might perceive yourself one way, but someone else might perceive you another, and that's what you really want to make sure there's not a disconnect of that. So I would like to say that it's people that realize that they really are seeking to meet someone special and that we're here really as kind of the linchpin between quality singles and making sure that we introduce to people that should be knowing each other because they're both really compatible to go the distance for each other.
Wow. You know, there's so much here. There's so much to say to people about not just inspiration, but about possibilities. And I want to thank you for joining us here today. And again, please let folks know how they can find out more. And I want to ask you this last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave our listeners with in the realm of possibilities? And thank you for what you do, Barbie.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me. I would like everyone to know that if you want love in your life, do not sit on the sidelines of life. Get into the game. We're here to next level your love life. And we would love to know you if you are indeed single. Our website is selectivesearch.com, and our toll-free number is 866-592-1200. You can also email us at info@selectivesearch.com. But the biggest thing is be strategic. Find love strategically. And, you know, this is my higher calling to help people find the love of their life. And I would just encourage anyone that wants it to go for it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is awesome. Barbie Adler, Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. And you know what? This is, by the way, this is the year of go for it, Barbie. I don't know if you knew that or not. This is the year of go for it.
I love it. Thank you again for having me.
You bet, everybody. And listen, a lot of stuff we talked about here today, but find out for yourself. You know, remember that there's no energy that you would like to tap into, not none, of a closed heart. You know, this network and show is helping each of us open our hearts and, like we say, live life full out. We'll see you next time.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.